Then let's then move to what is the faculty role in learning. And so I have two pictures here, and so I want you to think about this. Is the faculty role in learning directing this, kind of like what I'm doing right now? A lot of students listening to me, a lot of people listening to me. If I were really lecturing, I might ask a question and wait for one of you to give me the answer. Or is it this, facilitating a personalized learning environment where we have students going to various places on the internet to bring in information, to create new information, and I stand by and sort of coach you through that. I think many times, and I'll talk about this later, our faculty are nervous because they're afraid of going from that first picture to this, and well, how would you do this? And I think a lot of times that's how it's viewed in our in the way we talk about it. But you know, Candace and I were talking a bit about our presentation, and we really kind of both believe that it's a combination. And our best faculty are already doing this. So our best faculty are probably a combination of both. Excellent teachers who continue to improve student learning through evidence-based approaches. And there are times when they need to stand in front of a group of students or with a group of students and ask questions and have a good dialogue. But at other times, they might have to help students figure out where to get their knowledge and learning. And it isn't all from my own brain if I'm the instructor. That can be difficult to shift to. I often have people ask me, well, how do we do this and how do we know if it's worth? How do you know if students are learning? I would argue that we have a mechanism, and it's called learning outcomes assessment. We've had this for years. But varying faculty, varying institutions have various commitments to this. I believe that over time, what you're going to see, and Candace's project is very much a part of this, learning outcomes assessment on steroids. When we get to the point that all students, even in face-to-face classes, are doing their homework in an environment where they've got adaptive technology learning what they know and what they don't know, we can actually change the course mid-cycle and help them learn better. Right now, learning outcomes assessment doesn't help the current student. It might help students a year or two later, but it doesn't help the current student. How cool will it be? Students can learn better halfway through their course because we adapt the curriculum to them. Well, how can technology aid learning? You know, I think maybe there's three ways that at least I think about it. One is that it is an approach to solving a problem. It can be a solution to a problem, and it can also be used as a catalyst for creative thinking. And one of the things that we're trying to do at UMUC, and I'll talk a little bit more about this later, is to make this kind of thinking everybody's thinking, not just my thinking, not just the dean's thinking, not just our instructional technologist thinking, but everybody's thinking. Not easy to do, but I think there are ways to do it. So, for example, how do you use technology to approach problem solving? And Dr. Tanner, I think, really gave us a good example of this. We have some problems out there right now that we're all dealing with. Costs of higher education are rising. Student learning, as we measure it, is really kind of stagnant. We haven't had big leaps in a very long time, which is why we get so excited when the Open Learning Initiative comes along and can help us help our students learn, you know, by a factor of 10 points over traditional ways of doing it. And our completion rates are stagnant. We might move the needle, you know, a point or two, but we haven't really seen these huge leaps that I think this nation really needs to see. So how can we use technology to help us with that? And I think, for example, things like adaptive learning are one of the ways that will help us. How do we use our knowledge, our resources, and our systems, not just one technology, but this process, this systematic way of thinking, to help us decrease costs, increase learning, and increase completion? I think that's the number one question that we have to be working with and thinking about, and we can't do it in a haphazard fashion. A lot of times when you think about technology, and we're as guilty of it as anybody, we just hope that if we plant 1,000 little seeds, some of them will take root and they'll sprout. And there might be pockets of faculty who are using technologies, but we don't do it systematically and at scale. And it's something that